This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what's really going on when God answers our prayers. In this series, we'll be focusing on God's intimate relationship with us. Now, to gain a better understanding of just how intimate our relationship is with God, it's important to understand His three key attributes. He is omniscient, which means He knows everything about you. He's omnipresent, which means He goes everywhere with you. And then third, He's omnipotent, which means He has the infinite power to fulfill the desires of your heart if that is His will for you at that time. David makes this level of intimacy even clearer in Psalm 139. He says, "Oh Lord, you've examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down, stand up. You know my every thought. You know what I'm about to say even before I say it." This prompted me to think about how God hears our prayers. I recall the story about Abraham's servant. So one day, Abraham put his servant on a very important assignment. The stakes were high. His servant was both fretful and exhausted, so he stopped to pray. But of course, God was with him. He knew what this servant would pray about before he opened his mouth. So God, in turn, answered his prayers before this servant even opened his eyes. So today, if you are a little tired and fretful, be comforted in knowing that you're in an intimate relationship with God. He knows your prayers before you even utter them to Him. And as you embrace that idea, cling to these words: "But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayers." Psalm 66:19. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that God hears your prayers, both spoken and unspoken.